Est-ce qu'il y a faute? Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bay? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La punt with Mark Walton.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Euros Punt podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the third of the quarterfinals on this edition. It's a big one as well as Germany take on Italy. We'll be getting previews from the likes of Derek McGovern in the company of Dave Kellner, and Stefan Biankowski as well will give us his thoughts. He's a German football expert. We'll get the usual trivia along the way as well. And we'll be hearing from Lee Phelps as he gives another edition of Country Files. So plenty to look forward to. And we'll start, as we usually do, with a piece of trivia. I'll ask you the question right now at the start, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the podcast. Which country hosts the world's largest sand sculpture festival? That's which country hosts the world's largest sand sculpture festival? I wouldn't have got this. It's not a country you won't necessarily expect, that's all I'm saying. And I'll give you the answer to that at the end of the podcast. But let's get stuck into the action. Germany against Italy, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. 13-10 for Germany, 9-5 for the draw, 3-1 for Italy at the time of recording this. And Derek McGovern joined Dave Kellner to look ahead to the match. Let's get his thoughts.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Germany versus Italy, 8 p.m. in Bordeaux, this game, and this one is a Saturday night. Germany 6-5 to win the match, the draw in the betting at 15-8. Italy 3-1. Enhanced odds, Thomas Müller to score and Germany to win in 90 minutes was 14-5, now 4-1. And Graziano Pella to score and Italy to win in 90 minutes was 11-2. It is now in the betting at 7-1. Don't you just wish, Derek, sometimes you were German or Italian, because you never have that concern about them progressing in international tournaments?
No. You knew they'd be there in the deep end of the tournament. The incredible thing about this game is Italy's record against Germany in big tournaments is as good as England's in big wars. I mean, they've never lost to them. It's four wins and four draws, I think, in eight matches against the Germans. How is that?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is absolutely incredible. And Italy against Spain, they gave the perfect performance. That was a wonderful display by Italy. I was gobsmacked about how good they were, especially when they come into this tournament with nobody giving them a prayer. Even the Italians were writing them off. But they were sensational. And what amazed me most of all was the performance of Graziano Pelle up front for them. I've never rated them. I can be honest about that. But he was a behemoth against Spain. He won everything. And everything went through him. So a couple of the tactics that I noted from Italy, one boy would hear. But he was so vocal to everything they did, rather. And if he plays like that again, they've got a massive chance here. 3-1 looks a bit big to me, you know. Germany haven't done that much wrong, but they're not covered in stardust, are they?
They never are, though, are they? They just they just grind results out.
They do, but not against Italy.
No, it's really strange, that statistic. You're right, against Italy they've been poor. They have kept the ball incredibly well in this tournament, Germany. I just wonder whether Italy are going to be penned back by the Germans in this match.
Possibly, but you could have said the same against. I mean, would you think the Germans would keep the ball better than the Spaniards would? You know, and Italy were all over them, to be honest. I don't know how you look at the Italian team sheet and you see names that you're familiar with, but you know, there's no massive player there, is there? There's no star. But what they've got is a team, and that's all you need to have to win at the Euros. I just think 3-1 is too big, you know. I really do. It's a bit like the Poland game, similar odds. And it would be absolutely no surprise whatsoever to see them winning. It's too big.
A goal scorer that you've got to look at for Germany, if you think they're going to win the game or even get on the score sheet, Mario Gomez. I know people don't rate him. He's 9-5 to score any time, but he's got 21 in his last 27 starts for Germany. And he scored in each of his four starts in 2016. for the national side as well. When you flip that with Thomas Muller, who's 2-1 to score any time, he's not got a goal in 9 games at the Euros. He's got 10 in 13 at the World Cup. So for some reason, he performs in World Cup years and not in Euro years, which is another strange anomaly there.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll try and write that as the tournament goes on, assuming Germany get past the Italians. But Mario Gomez, 9-5 to score any time. Do you think there'll be goals in this game or not, Derek?
No, I don't actually. I don't. I can see it being tight. I mean, none of these European games. I mean, one or two exceptions, but the tightness has been the main theme throughout the tournament.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to change now at the quarter-final stage. You're right about Gomez as well, by the way. I'd rather have him all day long compared to Muller, who hasn't had a kick. And you know, makes me wonder about the strength of the Bundesliga when he's firing in a million goals, and so is Lewandowski, and they come to the Euros, don't get a look in.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, we know most of the German side, don't we? We've seen so often, half of them play in the Premier League and the other half play for Bayern Munich, who we see on the telly all the time. And we know that a very functional, efficient side, but I don't think they deserve to be as short as this to beat the Italians. Mario Götze has been a big disappointment for them. Liverpool had their eyes on him, he's turned them down, but he's been a big disappointment. This is the guy who scored the World Cup final winner a few years ago. Schürrle, but he hasn't done too much, hardly getting a kick. Ozil, massively overrated. I think they're beatable, the Germans. But yeah, you're right. If you're going to back a German player to score at any time, Gomez at 9-5 appeals far more than Muller at 2-1. But the way Pelé played the other night, Graziano Pelé for Italy, you wouldn't put him off at 13-5.
Yeah, 13-5. We've been, well, not bad-mouthing the Germans to a certain extent, but saying they're too short, Derek. They've still not conceded a goal in this tournament, which has flown slightly under the radar.
Yeah, no, but they haven't had the toughest schedule so far, have they?
They've had an easy schedule, really. Yeah. But, I think it's going to be tight. It could end 0-0, I think, that game. I think the Italians will sit back and try and absorb that German pressure and maybe hit them on the counter-attack. 0-0 draw, 6-1. I hope I'm wrong, Derek, but it could be a 0-0.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise anyway. You know, when I look at 0-0, is always, when I have a correct score, it's either 0-0 or 1-0. I'll never go for any other correct score, and there's always a reason for backing that. And the reason is you get games like this coming along when you just know it's going to be tight.
So those are the thoughts of Derek McGovern there. He joined Dave Kellner earlier on in the week to look ahead to Germany against Italy. Before we get the thoughts of Stefan Biankowski, who's going to give us a little bit of a German perspective on the game, we can now go to Lee Phelps, who's giving us his findings on Germany in the latest edition of Country File.
Welcome to Germany, where the capital has more bridges than Venice. Berlin boasts 960 of the structures. Fanta originated in this country as a result of the Second World War. It was all down to a trade embargo that prevented importing Coca-Cola syrup. The head of Coca-Cola decided to create a domestic product for the market using leftover products like whey and apple. It's the second oldest brand of the Coca-Cola company, and it's the second most popular drink outside of the US. Now, if you've ever been to Germany, you'll probably have tried a Currywurst. Over 800 million of them are eaten every year in this nation. It's a sausage served with a spicy sauce, often a street food, and it's become a cult classic in Germany. 7 million of the sausages are eaten in Berlin alone, and I must say, I am one of those people. We can thank the Germans for the light bulb, the automated calculator, the invention of the clarinet, the pocket watch, television, partly, paraffin, petrol and diesel engines, differential gear and other important devices in cars, the motorbike, the jet engine, the LCD screen, and the Walkman. Thank you, Germany.
Another superb country file there then from Lee Phelps, learning something new on this podcast every time I do it. That's some facts and trivia about Germany there then. Stefan Biankowski joined me earlier in the day to talk about the prospects of Germany here And I started by asking him what he made of the statistic that everyone's throwing out there, that Germany haven't beaten Italy in the finals of a major tournament.
They have this tremendous mental block against the Italians, and it is something that should play its part in this competition. Now, this is going to be quite interesting, because the players have been asked about this ahead of the competition, and they said they've just kind of blown it off. You know, Tony Kroos said, "Oh, why should I be scared of the Italians?" Thomas Müller said, "I'm quite happy to say I can score against this team." So I don't know if that's from a PR point of view they've been told to say that, but I think this generation of players has never really had to worry about it. There was obviously the it was the last European Championships, I believe, in Balotelli put two past Germany before Italy went on to face Spain in the final. So, I mean, Italy have beaten vast majority of this team before, but that was, of course, before they became world champions. So we have this aspect of, you know, there should be this historical mental block, but it's also, we also have to consider that this Germany team are very composed and they're very assured of their own abilities. And I think that'll probably play a huge part in the coming game.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like Germany haven't really broke sweat yet, I suppose, in the competition. They're 13-10 to win the match. The draw, 15-8. Italy, 14-5. What do you make of the match betting there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably quite fair. I think Italy probably pipped it right now for their performance against Spain. And as you said, Germany haven't really broke sweat. We've seen them go through the motions and pick up the results that they need to get. But as we've seen right now, we haven't really seen them in full flow. I think what will be quite interesting is that this will probably be the first genuine team that Germany have played. They played Poland in the group stages, but that was a game in which neither team really seemed too interested in actually pushing for the win. I think they both were quite happy to settle for the draw. So I think, and this will be probably one of the first teams that really have a go at Germany. And I think, we'll see this system, which doesn't really, it doesn't really sell fireworks, but it's the one that's probably designed by Love for these latter stages of the competition, when they're playing these really big teams who be quite happy to throw players at Germany. So I think both defences should hold out quite well. And I think it will be a game in which maybe one or two goals decide the entire match. So it's going to be fascinating tactically, but I think it's going to be very, very tight indeed.
Yeah, I would agree with that coming into this, because, as you mentioned, Germany haven't conceded a goal yet. Italy have only conceded the one. We've seen both teams very organised, very disciplined, and doing enough at the other end to win the game. Are under 2.5 goals kind of bets here going to be nailed on, do you think?
Yeah, I think that would probably be my estimation. I think what I'd be really interested in is the manner in which both teams try to wrestle with each other for possession. I think what I saw from Italy against Spain was a manner in which they made the Spanish midfield look really uncomfortable. And I think this will be a huge test for Toni Kroos and Khedira, who've both looked, I think they've both looked really good in this competition so far, even though it's just a two-man midfield. They have done very well to control most of the games they're up against. So I think that will be that midfield battle, I think, will probably take up most of the game. And like I said, I'll probably take away from goal scoring chances from either end. So if I were to put money on it, I would pick a team and then go for under 2.5 goals. And consider my allegiances, I'm going to suggest that Germany are favourites for the game. So I would definitely go with Germany and under 2.5 goals.
The traders are onto the under 2.5 goals, but very sure it's 2-5 for under 2.5 goals in the game. Germany winning under 2.5 goals is 12-5. So that's not a bad price, considering how we're expecting the game to pan out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like we said, it's a very tight game. I mean, we could be in for a shock. We could see one of these teams score an early goal and then really run away with it, I think. I mean, it really will come down to whether one team does score and how they react, because both teams have, by and large, had things going for them in the competition, specifically Germany. But for me, I mean, you only have to look at the two goalkeepers in the two teams. You've got two really outstanding goalkeepers and two defences that, by and large, have made sure everything goes their way. So, but I think despite all that, I do think Germany probably have the pedigree that Italy don't, and they obviously have the experience of winning the World Cup, and this team do look confident, and they look composed, where the likes of Spain and France and perhaps England, if you'll let me say so.
You're not allowed to say
haven't. I didn't think so. So I think even though Italy have looked remarkably impressive, and they really have shown up a few people who did talk them down ahead of the competition, I think Germany do still have the quality to step up a further gear when required, which hopefully we'll see on Saturday and have a smashing game of football.
Who's most likely to get on the score sheet then for Germany if you think they'll win the game? Obviously, we've seen Gomez with a pretty good record, really, all in all. Doesn't really get the headlines that Thomas Müller would, and Müller has never scored a goal at the Euros still. So what do you make of the goal scorers?
Yeah, this should be quite interesting. I thought the real problem that Spain lacked was that they didn't really have any coherent plan going forward. They brought on the taller striker at some point in the game, but it just didn't really seem to work out that well. In contrast, Pele, I thought, was remarkable up front. He looked like a really, really good target man, and the Spanish defence just didn't look like they could handle it. That would be a real interest to see if Boateng and Hummels can do a better job than Piqué and Ramos did. Subsequently, I think it would be really interesting to see if Gomez starts, how he does against the Italian defence, because I don't think they had anything quite like what he could perhaps offer when they played the Spanish. And of course, they'll have to keep their eyes on the players like Thomas Müller and Ozil and Julian Draxler. The way that this Italian midfield is set up, I do wonder whether Ozil will be able to get the best out of it or whether he'll be crowded out. Sometimes he thrives when he really is thrown into the mix. But I think we'll have to see. I think if I was to put money on it, I think what we'll probably see is Gomez used as some form of battering ram, as we saw against the Northern Irish, and to an extent in the last game as well, with the likes of Müller and Julian Draxler. And to be honest, Julian Draxler had a very good game in the last game. So, if I was to put a cheeky punt on it, I really do think Draxler, this could be a really good game for him. The way the Italian defence is built, it leaves space out wide, and if we have players like Gomez and Müller distracting defenders, I think he'd be an interesting one for any time goal scorer, I think.
Yeah, he's 15-4 to score any time in the game, Julian Draxler. 9-1 if you'd rather back him to score first or last. Let's summarise then, Stefan, before you go, if you'll just tidy up your thoughts for us and give us a nice little summary for Germany against Italy in the Euros quarter-final.
Yeah, sure. Two of the best teams in the tournament, in my opinion. Two very coherent, to very structured teams. I don't expect a high-scoring game, but I do expect a really fascinating tactical battle in the middle of the pitch. Ultimately, I think Germany probably have the better players, and they have probably got a further gear that they can move on to, and if so, they can fall back on the experience of winning the World Cup a couple of years ago. So, in my opinion, it was going to be a low-scoring game, and Germany to pip it.
All right, Germany to shade it then. Given how tight you think it's going to be, final question I'm going to ask you. It's a question that us English fans, that strikes fear into us. We've got an enhanced odds offer here that Germany win on penalties. It was 8-1. It's 9-1. Any chance of that happening?
Oh, absolutely. I think the way that the competition's been going so far, if that's the case, that'd be absolutely fascinating. I think Germany are well stocked for penalties as you probably know. So I think that'd be a great shout, if I'm honest with you. Absolutely no reason why that couldn't possibly happen, considering the manner in which this tournament has been going on so far.
So that's Stefan Biankowski there then. We're going to get the answer to the quiz question at the start of the podcast in a minute. Bit more trivia for you, though, before we do. Which nation is nicknamed the Red Devils? Which nation is nicknamed the Red Devils? That's an obvious one. That one is Belgium. Now to a slightly less obvious one, we'll finish with the question that I asked you at the start. Which country hosts the world's largest sand sculpture festival? Well, the answer is Belgium. And I didn't know they had that much sand in Belgium, to be fair. But that is the answer. And that is pretty much it for this podcast. If you want to get live betting commentary throughout the game, you can tune into William Hill's In-Play Radio. We'll be live from midday on Saturday, with plenty of action before that, the likes of Wimbledon in the tennis and much more sport. And then we get stuck into this quarterfinal in the evening, so do tune in for that. You can also keep an eye on the Twitter feeds at Will Hill In Play and at Will Hill Bet. They will keep you up to date with all of the offers and price enhancements and action going on in the quarterfinals of the Euros. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening to this. Good luck if you're having a bet, and we'll speak again ahead of France against Iceland.